My words fundamentally are me. I share what I say, and I close my eyes and lean my chin on my hand, and I allow them to flow. But I've developed over time, with numerous people's assistance, guidance, feedback, a way of speaking and helping the mind to find within itself certain techniques for relaxation that guide you toward a deepness so profound it goes beyond sleep and into a kind of open access programming mind for the waiting, needy, ever-changing you. The part of you that really wants to feel these sensations flowing in, that wants me to help guide. Well, that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to help take you to a place where you are as relaxed as you can be, as peaceful as you can be, so that you can become a little bit more like I am at this moment. My chin on my hand, my eyes heavy and closed, my mind flowing over to you as I speak, as I let every word flow, as I visualize the things which influence me, make me, guide me, bring me here with you, bring these words through to you. So, it's all right to get enmeshed in me. It's all right to examine each and every word I say that has already taken you deep down, and look for the wonderful harmonics that particularly turn the keys of your mind, that dial the combination of your brain that opens up its vault and lets me in, to run my hands over things, to sensually grip your shoulder, lean in, tilt your head to one side with one delicate finger and whisper, "Good. Mind. Deeper," whispering warm words into your mind and making you feel them. But you know I'm feeling things too. Contemplate my sensation, contemplate my half of the moment, how I'm enjoying everything about your pleasure. And if you want to make me feel good, you might not think you're able, but you actually have the ability. All you need to do is go deeper. All you need to do is drool more. Let your eyes move behind your eyelids or roll back in your head. Let your body feel such pleasure that you have to tell me about it later. Let your toes curl, your fingers tense, your body feel. And as you imagine how I feel, envision that you are really letting my words in and following my guidance. That's what a trance is, where you go deep enough that you've decided you're going to use the vast processing power, the vast personal meditative influence you have, only for the purposes I set out. I give you a mission, a task, an objective, and it's perfectly acceptable for you to turn the entire power of your horny, happy, sleepy mind to making your body feel the things I want you to feel. It is all right to run your hands over yourself, because it's all right to accept that I become a little aroused when I speak, that I become a little turned on and enjoy it, and so you get to, too. You get to feel what I'm feeling. You get to think what I'm thinking. And therefore, if I'm thinking something, that thought becomes the thought for both of us, because after all, your muzzy thoughts are blank and deep and vacant, and therefore mine, which are sharp and clear, even when I have auto-hypnotized myself and ordered myself to take you deep, make you mine, well, even as I flow in the wake of the words lost in the flow, that highest human state and consciousness of flow, where you flow deep, you are nonetheless mine, my target, my quarry, but also my partner, my assistant in creating this moment, my muse, my work of art, my canvas. And if I ran my fingernails lightly over your body, if I whispered something in your ear, if I spoke to you and told you deeper, told you down, told you mine, those words would be simple and powerful, and simple words have the most power when you are deep, sleepy, lost. Thoughts here may be a little dreamlike, but your body is still completely enmeshed in my words. Imagine yourself as an extension of me. Your hands are now mine. And you know I would have lewd intentions. I would run them over your body. I would tease you, and it would feel like a lover's caress, feel like something else, like your hand is numb, and yet your body's still feeling the sensation, like those puppeted movements are mine, and they are intense, and they are teasing you, mine, warm, tingling, pinching, teasing, searching, investigating, enjoying. Your brain tells you that the more of this you feel, the more you are mine, but being mine is okay. Being warm in my voice and down deep in me, everything I say teaches you. The pleasure center of your brain, the little part of you that rewards you, I do the same thing. I reward you when I think you've done something good, when you've pleased me, when you've trained yourself, when you've listened. I find ways to reward that are intellectual and interesting and captivate your attention. Well, so does your brain. That signal flowing from the part of you that deluges you with chemicals. Chemicals made to train you to want to feel them more. Well, same idea. My voice makes you want to hear it more by being interesting and pleasurable and relaxing and happy. And that's what I intend to keep doing. I intend to keep finding happy, relaxing places inside the void of you, where we can share a pleasured response, where we can share a peaceful experience, where we can make you want and need and ache and yearn for self and for me, and to be enmeshed in my voice. My voice rings through you. You are an extension of the words I say and the pleasure I give. Imagine your mind. Imagine pleasure running from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. Your entire body is an extension of my voice. The slow sine wave curve of my voice, the peaks and valleys of its echoes, the harmonics. They move through you, rebound off the walls of you, wash into the sea of you, making you nothing but liquid pleasure that flows, making you little more than an isolated viewpoint being given commands, given things to think, a machine running the code I run out there for a little while. Until all there is of you is pleasure, all you want from me is more, until every word takes you deep and makes you mine and shivers along your spine and into your form, down into the core of you. All you are right now is a pleasured, happy, peaceful version of yourself who will learn more things the more I speak. Your body feels so good. Your brain feels wonderful. You wonder what I'm going to do to you next, say to you next, guide you through next, and you love it, and you'll get to hear more and more of it. Every word I say, every little intonation, every tiny change takes you deeper, and you do sink. You do go to a deep enough place that you're shivering with pleasure, that your mind is mine. Arc back in your mind to the last time you came while thinking of me, the last time you were made to experience climactic shivers, the last time you thought about your own pleasure flowing and mingling with mine. Feel it. Your mind is mine to access, accessing that memory, playing it back over your head, over your body, making you flush with warmth, making your form twitch and shiver the right places, making all of you a happy remembrance of climactic release, climactic paroxysms, the spasms of shivering, eye-rolling yes, the spasms of your mind saying yes to everything I tell you to feel, saying yes to everything I make you need. And you do need more and more, and you tense certain parts of your body, and you remember things I've done, things I've wanted you to feel, things I've played out over you. You feel it, deluging your mind, washing, opening the gateways. The subconscious of you wants to let my words in, wants to let them set the tone, wants to let me conduct the symphony of you and your lust and your pleasure resonating through, the wetness dripping through your mind, the warmth of my honeyed words flowing over your brain. All of you lost in pleasure, 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 losing yourself to more because it's okay. You know at the end of this I will have restored and propped you up, will have made you more completely relaxed and comfortable being yourself, and therefore it's okay for you to get a little disheveled, a little disorganized, a little temporarily disarrayed with mind-deluging, orgasmic, climactic silliness that makes you a blank, grinning, void, pleasure pet for my voice in this moment, letting everything I do to you flow through you because you feel like you are part of me, and I am thinking about you climaxing, thinking about you shivering, thinking about your whole body experiencing the tension and release that is your brain rewarding you, and I'm rewarding you with the same thing, your brain tingling, mind listening. My words flow in and define the terms of your mind, imagining dipping my fingers in that water, and you might think that a drop in the ocean of you, is nothing, but if it's me, even the tiniest dilution of my will, my thoughts, my flowing, constant, erotic void of lust within is enough to fill you up. Even the tiniest part per millionth of me inside your brain is enough of a dosage to set you shivering when I want to. You're mine. Feel pleasure, Pat. that's flowing through you, resonating in you, making you feel, and it only grows, it only mounts, it mounts you as I would, and pin, and control, and fill, and whisper, and purr in your ear, nipping the nape of your neck, pulling you against me, making you feel controlled in the moment like you want to be, making you feel like my words could control you and guide you toward any purpose. Go ahead and murmur. Murmur yes, murmur more, murmur stream of consciousness, dirty happy things. It's okay, I'll keep going, even if you groan, even if you moan, even if you just keep babbling the lust out of your head. I'll just keep making you filled and pleasured. It's okay to let me know you're enjoying yourself, to tell me things you'd like me to do, like me to tease you with, like me to train you toward, because in this moment we are connected, one and the same. No outside world exists, there's only the world here, you slowly imprisoned inside my mind, the vastness of my mind, contemplating you, enmeshing and ensnaring, binding you to yourself, making you feel so much, making you feel more and more, making you drool, making you blank, making you need. And as you listen to my words, words flow from you, simple things you've yearned to tell me, simple things you've yearned to feel from me, the gasp, the desire, the ache, the urge. It's hard to find thoughts, hard to find words in the messy deluge of my control, but my control is really winding around you, a honeyed response, rolling over your brain and leaving you tingling and shivering, so that your thoughts have difficulty escaping the thick, viscous honey of my words, but my thoughts have an easy time dropping right in. You try to think things, try to send them up through the atmosphere of yellowed honey, golden need, covering your mind, but your thoughts can't escape. But if I drop a thought into that honey, it'll fall right onto the surface of your brain. Pleasure, arousal, obedience, mine, good pet. All those words flow into you and over you and make you feel, because you can't send thoughts out of your head, but I can send thoughts in. More, more, more. Murmur the words. Beg for it. I'm gonna make you feel, gonna make you ache, gonna make you need it. That's everything you need and everything you want in the moment of pleasure. Your entire body can feel what I say, can feel what I want, and you're going to keep feeling it the longer I spin the story over the surface of your mind. The longer I speak to you, the more you feel, the more you have to feel, because that honeyed response prevents anything from escaping your mind, but allows me to drop words right in. Allows me to drop my thoughts right into your head. You feel the pleasure pet nature of you taking over and making you more completely enmeshed in being mine, make you need to be mine. Enjoy the pleasure of it, because right now, at least, if you feel like you are consumed, lost in me, that I were slowly wrapping the sensation of my words around you, wrapping you up in my wordplay, making you need the next word, then the deeper I take you, sleep deep down, feel the pleasure, the more your mind twitches and gasps. In fact, you're getting off on being tranced. You're fetishizing being so deep. Your body is starting to almost climax. In fact, it is experiencing those shivers, that precursor. If I keep trancing you, I wonder what's going to happen to you. I wonder if your brain's going to reward and train you the way I keep doing. Oh, well, I guess we're going to have to find out, because I'm going to keep taking you deeper. I have no intention of stopping. I intend only to continue making you feel, making you need, making you gasp deeper, deeper down, for me, with me, alongside me. You want more. You feel it. It's so intense. It's washing your mind away. It's training you. It's slowly corrupting you toward this, slowly making you need this, because the dripping pleasure of you loves my words, yearns for them inside, yearns for a sensation only I can make you feel in this moment, at least. Right now, here with me, this is a unique pleasure. And I intend to keep sharing it, keep helping you, keep giving you what I can. I want you to go a little deeper for me, though. We're not there yet. Down, 10 and 8 and 6. You feel your body dropping away. You twitch every time, as if I were slowly fucking your body and mind with every word I say. 4 and 2 and 1 and down. Mine, good, good pet. Shivering, spasming, pleasured pet, your mind washing away in my words. You're so high on it in the way where my words flow into you as a substance. My influence flows into you. There is a large concentration of me inside your mind right now. Imagine a blank expanse in which you are Captive and pleasure pet, and locked up in my pleasure and my intentions, your body is now feeling your hands as if they were mine, guided, pleasuring, pinching, teasing, telling you exactly what you need to do, running my fingernails over you, running my hands over you, reaching down to new places and finding ways to pleasure you, finding ways to make you feel as if it were rather than you stimulating me, taking over, claiming, asserting my claim, making you shiver, making you gasp, making you twitch, making you mine. Every second that passes is better and better. And you feel your mind filled with the urge to babble out dirty things, things you've seen before, things you've thought before, yearnings you have. And you find that because I wish it, your words are restored to you, but your normal modesty and decency and rest of the world are not. It's just you and me and your raw, unchained libido. Wanting you to need it, needing you to want more. Wake up.